Okay, we're going to try to explain our Mishnah today. After the Hagdolah last week, I'd like to request that it's important that this cassette should not be listened to anybody who did use a plastic cassette, because that is an absolute necessity of Hagdolah, a perspective to understand these type of issues. Even with last week's cassette, we ask again that these are delicate issues and issues that we're not used to hearing fair ideas on the subject. And like I think I started explaining, there's a this type of subject. Whichever way you say, it has very great meaning for this meaning is understood. If you explain that men and women are equal, so then you are not representing clearly and accurately what the Torah says. If you explain that women are inferior, you are not representing clearly and accurately what the Torah says. Because either way you go, you have room for misinterpretation. And what we're going to try to do is clarify how the two things can go together. They're not equal, and they're not equal to men. They have two different roles, and at the same time, they are equal to men. And that the perfection of the human race is exactly what should be Isaac and Egdo. That when the man and the woman are equal, that even though there is a difference, still they are equal. This is the proper form. This next explanation, we're going to try to do as close as we can. We have to try to go out a little bit of our assumptions. Okay, I'm going to bring a Gemara, which will make life more difficult for us. Is there something else? But wait till you hit it in March. Two Maamar Chazal, one next to each other, at the end of the Sefer Kedusha. The world can't exist without perfume, the world can't exist without leather. These are the two extremes in terms of smell. Bosom is the highest quality smell, most pleasant and acceptable smell. And a Borsky leather factory is as low as you can go. That's the opposite extreme. Actually, Misham Nosa Bosom, Voy Misham Nosa Borsky. Basically, because I'll tell you, right? Lucky is the one who has a job. Fortunate is the one whose job is to work in sewing, and oiloi. Those are the explanations. Oiloi. Somebody who has to never work in leather. Is this something that Chazal has to explain us? What are they teaching us? Chazal don't tell us observations. Certainly not a simple opposition that any 5-year-old child could make. What mean this? If a guy likes leather and he doesn't mind, he's so hip and he against him. And I'm sure that if you ask the person who's supposed to be a Borsky, and he's in the Borsky, so he loves his job. So, oily. Why oily? It's making good living. Well, you got used to it a long time, 20 years ago, it's a lot of years. Couldn't live without this smell. Same thing with atmosphere. And they come in with this funny women's stuff, they spread this place around, they get some nerves, but good, healthy weather. I'm sure he's quite sufficient. What are they telling us? It's a matter of opinion, it's a matter of who you are, a matter of taste. And in absolute terms, it's obvious. This is positive, this is negative, great, wonderful. Yeah. Next Gemara. These are two gemaras that are Ramesh one back to back. You can't have a world without males. You can't have a world without females. Ashrei Misha Bonas Kor. Fortunate is the one whose children or sons are males. Ve'oiloi Misha Bonas Kor. Now, what's that thought? There it is, it stuck my head out. Yeah, I got it. You don't have to come to this because I'll take out Birchas and Shachar. Now, what does every male in Klaus Hill make? Every day. Loyus Hani Isha, right in the list. Goy, Eved Isha. Three. Two calls of the world, right? Goy, Eved Isha. Baruch Hashem, none of those. None of those problems. And what does the Isha make? Oh, Sonny could say. Always, you have to say with a kvitch. Oh, Sonny could say. Go something like Diane Harris. He decided, the Vayishim decided that Deborah, I have to deal. So, with a kvitch, say, Sonny gets a so if I first approve it from this command, then we'll explain it, what the words mean. And then try to understand the concept behind it, and maybe we'll be able to get to some perspective. We would ask ourselves, what's more important? The key of the world, the purpose of the world, the man's function, letter, perfect. It is a perfect. What's more important for the function of the world? I asked it with a command. What's more important for the function of the world? If we had to set up a city, and we are limited in our capabilities, and the choice was perfume, no shoes, or shoes, no perfume. What would you choose? There's nobody, hopefully. Maybe for an individual, maybe, but not for a community. We never do. Hopefully, there would be nobody who chooses perfume or for shoes. Unfortunately, maybe certain communities where they have very, very warped priorities. And the perfume strikes their fancy in terms of certain aspects of its heart, and they'll put up with their foot because it's deplorable. They can go to the that's not. It's obvious, it should be obvious. It would be a choice between the two. If Chas V'Sholem, we would not have heard Chas V'Sholem, and we would choose between the two. It would happen practically, we would be given the choice. We have only the possibility of sending out one factory for our community. Right. Hopefully, unless it's a very sick community, it would be obvious that you make a shoe factory. And have a perfume. This is the reason why the Gemara put the two more important ones in each other. It's coming to explain to us what does he mean? What is the significance? What is the understanding of this particular phrase that we're expressing? We're saying that the world needs men and the world needs women. And we're saying that there is an ashrei, there's a position of quality that a happiness that a person has is children are males. And as an oiler, if his position is that his children are females. Did we say that females are negative? That they're not important? They're lower quality? We didn't say that. Did we say that letter is less important? That's what I know, but to the two guesses. It may be the opposite. It may be just the opposite in terms of importance to the earth. But if we want to talk about a question of convenience, or not convenience, of what is on the surface more pleasant, more desirable, and here when I mean the surface, I don't only mean a mistaken form. Here in truth. there is an advantage. And as it's stated, I'm going to say it over and over again. There is a certain advantage. There's a different quality that men than women don't have. And that gives an advantage and an ashray to the one whose children are men. And there's an olay. There's a disadvantage. Nothing to do with quality of saying that there's something negative, something. A person who has a choice. Father left two businesses. Bolsky and Bolsky. We probably have to split. One's taken over to Bolsky, one's taken over to Bolsky. Who's going to make more money? Who's going to have a better job? No difference necessarily. It's not dependent on that. Who is the job going to have this aspect of the pleasant aspect, the advantage, because of a secondary factor in terms of making up an answer? That now that he has to be making up an answer, he's making it with a pleasant smell. If we would go to whatever advisory board is for a person who has to decide a profession, hopefully this would be very low down on the list of priorities for deciding what position he should take. There should be many, many other more important factors than how nice the smell is of the particular profession he's getting into. But if all in all it added up to, that's whatever it is. This fellow, his mazel, or his chelek, whatever the reason is, was that he should be a boris, and he has an advantage. He has an advantage. He has to recognize that and appreciate it. And a person who has a boriskin has a disadvantage. He has to feel and recognize and appreciate that too. Doesn't have to look around grumbling. He has to be unhappy. He has to be happy. I don't know. As we said, a real boriskin wouldn't switch it for a boris in factory anyway. Person who wasn't thrown in Balkova, but that was made for him. Okay? He's cut out for it. He enjoys his work. He wouldn't switch it for a Bolson factor. But he has to recognize, for example, that although he's very used to the smell, right, the neighbors aren't. And it is a negative smell. And he has a lot of requirements, therefore, to make sure that within the halachos and the whole halachos and shulchan aruch, we're allowed to put the books. You can't put it in the book. Because you're used to it, you enjoy the smell, but other people have full right, you have to recognize this, to know that this is a negative smell, you have to deal with that. When you get married, you want to marry her, you have to tell her beforehand you're a boy. And if you didn't, she could claim that as a negative test. Came smelling like a Boisson factory. And only after Shabbos Brachos, he came home from work. He said, what's going on over here? So, you know, I'm a Boisson, right? It's grounds for divorce. Because it was a real negative element. Could you put up with it? Sure. Is it something you get used to? Sure. But it's something that even though you're used to it, you don't really understand why it should bother anybody anymore. Whatever person gets used to this. But it's this factor that you have to take into consideration with all you're dealing with, whoever you deal with. It's fine for you. It's like chila goma. It's 100%. You're going to make a wonderful panas. You have every reason to be ma'usha with your chelik. But you have to carry also the recognition of the aspect of negative aspect, a certain negative aspect here, secondary aspect. It's not the most important, and it's not the defining aspect. But it is there, and it's the element that you have to deal with, and all those around you will relate to also accordingly. This is the Hakadoma that the Gemara gives us for the relationship to the next piece. Yes, the role of men and the role of women are different. And yes, men have advantages. Men can learn Torah, women can't. Men can be a Rav, women can't. Men can have any position in Klal Yisrael or Shvara, women cannot. Women can in fact be called up for Eli in the Torah, and women cannot be Shliach Tzibur. They can't be a Melech, they can't be a Kohen Gadol, and they can't be any position of prominence. Okay. Not only that, there's a role in the house. Every Jewish woman, especially an Israeli woman, when she says, instead of saying the word husband, it doesn't have such a clear definition. Husband and wife, they're not here as clear. But in Hebrew, an Israeli is here very clear. What does a wife call her husband? This is my Baal. Baal means my owner. And him is Isha. This is Isha's Reuben. Right? Her name, her quality, her existence is Reuben's wife. The whole world recognizes this to the point, the healthy world, not only the Jewish world, but the health, that the woman takes over the man's. She has joined his household. She is now his wife, and she carries his last name. Her last name is called a maiden, historic history, relatives, but it's not her name. A proper woman would be insulted or taken aback, the same way that if I didn't call you by your maiden name, the same way that somebody wouldn't still call you name, your name, call you by your neighbor's name. And of course it's a mistake, I don't mean that. That's not my name. That was my name, it's not my name. And most healthy women react that way. What's the column when she gets engaged? What's the scribble? Took out her diary when she was looking. She's still in school or whatever. She's taking notes. She's looking at something like that. Wasn't the last time she practiced this stuff like that. But there's a definite difference there in role. Yes, he's totally meshuvah to her. Just she's totally meshuvah to him. But in a different form completely. He is the head of the household, and she is his wife. She's in which is Ish. Midoraisa, and this would be the same explanation, but Midoraisa, she of course cannot marry at the same time to him, but a man can marry to a woman. Because a woman, Mabetrei Loichazi, a woman is impossible to be split between two men. Man, the patriarch of husband. A man is possible, this is a theory, to be totally responsible and involved with two separate relationships. The details and the depths of that understanding and difference is not for right now. But again, we can see clearly that there is a difference in role. She is secondary apostle. He's the father and she's the mother. The father is a bit up in the house. He's the head of the house. The Torah tells us, as far as the children are concerned, that although there is a natural difference between Kohen and Mir, that you have to overcome that and they should be equal. In terms of the children, the respect and the fear to both parents are equal. And we have to overcome the natural tendency of one over the other. But I thought thinking there is a difference in the house. What else? Is there anything to put down in the world? What are we saying? That is, we're recognizing these are brichos as goy, and we're recognizing all of the quality that we have. We're not a goy who's not mitzvah mitzvahs at all. We're not an Eved who does have certain mitzvahs but doesn't have full Kedushas Yisrael. And we're not an Isha that does have full Kedushas Yisrael but doesn't have all the mitzvahs. We're an Ish who has all Tariyat. And Isha does not. She doesn't have it. She's not mitzvah mitzvah sheni. She has mitzvahs eshe, she's not as well. So only Isha is allowed from the Kayyam and she's the Kayyam mitzvahs. She's not making Bichas and mitzvahs on it. She's not mitzvahs. Yes, he said, not the meaning is I can't be I'm a kind shape of what's the reason for that Makhuyu? Some of the Rishonim explained. Because the Bunshim gave her a previous responsibility. And time factor, something that's not a time factor, so you can always maneuver. You do this and you get the other one and you get it out. But something that's restricted to a specific time, who says she can do it then? She has other responsibilities. She has responsibilities to her husband and to her children. Since she's responsible to her house, she can't be restricted by time. And therefore, as the training explained, this is the reason the Torah said, Isha is part of the Mrs. Sushmaka. She's part of the Lumina Torah. She has only a fear of Lumina Torah to the degree that she needs it for Kima Kamitsis, and to the degree that it's necessary to have the Chizuk to the Kahim, each person's. But as the mitzvah says, learning Torah that is a fundamental part of man, she was given full-time responsibility. A man has a full-time responsibility of Torah. A woman has a full-time responsibility of running this world. Her own is her household. So there is a definite difference in role, in status in the community, status in the household, and status in terms of kiyum mitzvahs. And the man makes the bracha, this is the easier side to say. It's not a bracha looking down, saying, Baruch Hashem, I was a man, one of those evil creatures, Chas V'Shalom. It's a bracha appreciating the quality that he has. And he has a particular quality. He has mechuyev in tumah mitzvahs, mechuyev in kol ha'tefillah mitzvahs. And if he would be a goy, he would be totally close. He would be an eved, he'd be a little bit closer. He would be an isha, he'd be very close, but not quite. Not quite. And that difference he also has a separate bracha has to recognize. Therefore, Reuven, I probably got something, and he said that lulei chazal would be around, it would make the tumah mitzvahs. Nowadays, he says, I'm a broker, I'm a son of all of us. I can only say that over in this year, to understand it properly. There's no put down. But there is a big advantage. The person was given the privilege of being a full-time learner. Sir. He had a major advantage. He has to appreciate that. There would be room in the same list. After saying Shalom and Misha, he would say Shalom and Balabas. Because there is definitely an advantage. Was Torah only for Pinyin Chachom? That's for sure. Everybody's been super Torah. But the opportunity for somebody who was in a greater degree under the kolala of the Zayas of Pefa, to by Talmud Chacham to a much greater degree is free from a Kabbal old Torah, a venal of old reference, is Potter to a certain degree, to a very great degree. From that responsibility, there would be room for a bracha. Even the setting is to say it without a shame of office. Daily appreciation for what you have, every aspect of what the person has. Man Malchir Rabbona. A melech, one of the first things it says to a melech is that he's not allowed to be miskor over the am. And nowadays, you give a person a bit, a king for a day. Right, he's pekit. If you need the fourth license for the sixth thing, if you want to open up your business, you have to go out to this particular pekit. If you go in there, he's going to make sure you know who you're talking about. He's got to go to the stairs. Right. He's going to make sure you know. Get a little bit of the power in his hand, it's good. Right. Because he thinks that he's better. He's in a different stage. He didn't learn last year. It's only after that that we have to understand that we can have the dual relationship together. Let's give the marshal, the Chazal's marshal. A man and a woman in a household are a marshal to a heart and a brain and a body. It's not a heart and a toenail, a brain and a toenail. Right? It's a brain and a heart. Both of these two things the household or the body is totally dependent on. They're totally dependent on each other. They have many basic processes that they do together. The thinking process, the process of deciding, making decisions, is done b'shutvus, should be hopeful, done b'shutvus between a heart and a brain. But even though nobody would ever accept a machlokes, should we be brains or should we be hearts within a body? A heart should be a heart. I would never switch it to be a brain. And a brain should be a brain. I would never switch it to be a heart. This matter is true for toenails also. A toenail would be a very, very poor brain. It wouldn't even be a good finger. It would be an excellent toenail. He would never be happy being happy. He would be utterly fulfilled being a toenail. So, in, like we discussed last week, there is no question, there's no room for these discussions. Is it this or that? Is this something that has real meaning, or this is something totally secondary that doesn't have meaning? That it can be, if Chas v'Shalom, a heart would. Heart and brain get together and they say, you know what, toenails and fingernails, fingers and toes, they're so lowly and so they aren't, we're going to disregard them. We're going to take care, who cares about that? Heart's going to stop sending the blood. They're going to get knocked around. See what happens. All of a sudden the brain sends off this big bombing message. What's the matter? What's the matter, heart? Right? It hurts. What hurts? That thing that we don't want to recognize, it hurts terribly. I can't think. It hurts. I'm getting these messages up from where? From the toe. You connect. See, those nerves are going, it's all one body. It would be ridiculous to talk about a discussion. Of course, there's a total entity here that needs all of these factors and all of these functions, and each one is exactly proper and fitting only, and fulfilled only when he's in his proper place. Afal pi kein, there is still a hierarchy. But there's no guide there. That's it. It's not a hierarchy that eliminates the appreciation of everything for what it is. What's the difference in the hierarchy is a major difference. You can't constitutionally disregard anything. Brain that will disregard just the little end of the toenail. Anybody had a hangnail once will know that. The whole person's made up, what's the matter? He has a hangnail. Somewhere down there, on the bottom of the left foot, there's a splinter. There's a... The whole person's out of whack. Excruciating pain coming from his bunion. Man's out of commission. But if we had a choice, Chas v'Shalom, somebody would be in a position that we had the choice. We have to chop off something. Something's got to go. It's a problem. Something's got to go. It's a hierarchy. You'd have to take out a fingernail or a little piece of liver. Take the whole hand off before it starts to live. Hierarchy. There is a difference. There is a difference. The difference only comes into any importance when we have a realistic outside issue, outside of the realm of the total essence that is made up of all little parts, where we have to judge one another. Within the system, there's no such questions. The brain has to feel the whole body, the heart has to pump blood to the whole body, and they all work in interrelating it as one. There's no discussions between them of who's who. There are a few chazal about that. If one had a machlokes, who's the tongue one. Tongue. There's a whole story I won't go into it now, but Kayin or Moves Biyad Aloshim. The one that really makes the break for your life is Gay. He's the one. He's got all the power. But you think up here, it's one thing. It will come down. Much less control once it's out. It'll have an effect. It'll have a positive effect. It'll have a negative effect. And the whole body is dependent on itself. Well, that's the upside. But that's only in relationship to whenever you're going to break something down outside of the system. But when you're working within the real meaning of everything, it's within the realm of the system that he is an intimate and total part and parcel of that. And there, there is no discussion. Even though there is still recognition of the higher. Because, for example, a person has a feeling on an issue, should vote this way, vote that way. But the brain analyzing it properly overrules that hakosha and says that that hakosha is not valid because it's coming from misinformation. It's coming from just the outer glance of the things. But if the brain is able to see really to the depths of the things where it's going to end up, and someone's down the message to heart can say, "Heart, I understand your feelings, but there's information here that you're not taking into proper account, and I have to override you." The properly functioning person, the final decision should remain in the head. Unless it's that type of decision that's dependent on the feelings of the issue, which many issues are. And then the final decision will be made in the heart. If something would be dependent on how the toe feels about it, then the decision should be made in the toe. But usually it's either made in the heart. But there is a basic hierarchy, and the chokhmah and the logic of the brain has the final word over the wants and feelings and emotions of the heart. Unless the brain itself decides and recognizes that this is a heart issue. A person who would make, in normal circumstances, a decision on a shidduch based on some mathematical chesed has a very good chance of going wrong. But after he's made all of the proper chesedonim that a person should make, then he has to send down for the final decision to the heart. Heart, what do you say? No, don't give me explanations. Just tell me, yes or no. Right? And if there's nothing there that says yes, it's probably not a good idea. There are exceptions to this rule, I'll go through the rules. But generally, as Mishnah says it, the shliach that the Baruch Hu sends into the world, in order for a person to know what's right, should have, after all due process, going around properly, but that final decision is a heart decision. And the heart tells the truth, because it's a heart issue. Right? A person who is trained properly and with a proper honesty could do it sometimes on the first meeting, before all of the logic process is taking place. So they don't even know what to do. They come back after the first meeting and say, "Here's my brain. This is it. Don't ask me how I know what you're talking about. This is it. Now you can find out why. It's your problem. So I don't consider the issue so. Same thing for care. Sometimes the brain says, sounds wonderful, right, brain? Right, you have all of these things about creative reasons why this is such a good shit for you. But the heart says, that's for me. It's not for us. Sorry. The brain asks, why? It's just funny business. Because it's not right. Look at the explanation of scholars. What logic? Wrong place. Then no logic. I don't see that. Is it an honest feeling? Is it a proper feeling? Is it feelings come from the right place? Then you know. Stop talking to this right here. This is emotional. Thank you.
The question is, if the brother is a woman, why does the woman say Shabbat Sabbath Eve? And she has to appreciate her qualities vis-a-vis the man without a driver and without feeling any shame, and feeling any lesser than the
Okay. There are two parts to the answer. First, we'll say what the difference is. Why does he say Shlosan Ish? So you Shlosan Ish and she's not saying Shlosan Ish. The answer is because, in terms of advantage, and surface Anola, which is a bit of a menu, right, a man has all the advantages. A woman has the harder role. She has the role that's seemingly on the bottom side. A little lower down. So a bracha is not showing the same thing. That's not her appreciation. She has a totally different point. His bracha is without any guide, without feeling above or the recognition of the particular value and the capabilities that he has. He can go to the Omen and Daven, she can't. She can't say she's all the same. He can go to the Omen, she can't. He can learn Torah, she can't. She has Tariq mitzvahs and she has what? So he has the advantage. Absolute mathematical advantage. The things that she can do, he has quality, he has responsibility, she doesn't have. Okay. So there is a hierarchy. And in terms of that hierarchy, and only in terms of that hierarchy, the man, just like the bison, the person who has the voice, in fact, he has to appreciate the advantage he has. The ish has to appreciate the advantage he has, and he makes a bracha. Ish, just like the voice person would make a bracha shalosani voice. The Borsky person would not be allowed to make a bracha shalosani voice. Because even if he would not give up his role ever to turn into a voice, but in absolute terms, voice is an advantage and Borsky is a disadvantage. And you cannot make a bracha shalom asami kosi. You have to make a bracha shalosani kiratzai. What is shalosani kiratzai mean? And this will give the other half of the picture. Hopefully we'll have some understanding. Shalosani kiratzai is not a hachna. It's not a dorach dayana emes. It's not accepting never from only one isha. That's the way you want it. Have it your way. We have one other place in the Siddur where we have the same language. And this is a place where we can come to an understanding of the Bracha of the Isha. We say in Kari Shitzkava Vizkash Kavarata, the Alma Devor Kiru Usei. Kiru Usei means, Va'olam Sha'asa Kiru Tzaminoi. We all make Sha'asani Kiru Tzaminoi in Kari. The Skadman is Skadish Meirabo, the Alma Yavorah Kirusen, the world that he created as his Rotzen. The Rotzen's Rotzen was something that we have to recognize its value without necessarily having the surface appreciation for it. The Rotzen wanted Bedafka and the Tachas HaOlam should be Iker Shechina B'Tachtein. He has Shemayim Shemayim Shemayim. He has Eruv Alfei Alochim Revovim Shemalochim Shemalochim Sofim V'Chayet Epei. No, it's not good. What does he want? He wants an Amo Al Alma Bein Badeh Ha'ol. He wants Torah to be brought down into a physical world. He wants Torah to be done by these things. This Basif, Dom, Mora, Shahar, Dukh, Kashmir. No, that's good, sir. Malachim is often Kaisa Kodesh. On the surface, it's not true because Malachim, I'll tell you in a minute why, but on the surface, it would be the same way Malachim were to man, they would make Shalai Sani man. And man would have to make sure Sani Kiratzoni on a mark. In truth, it's not that way. Because Malachim recognize the inner value of the world, and in the inner value of the world, man is much above the Malach. So Malach HaMan is not the Moshe, to an Isha, in real terms, in deeper terms, that a Malach would be aware of. But we have just this aspect of relationship. Yeshua was Melech Yisrael. He was coming into Eretz Yisrael. He was at the glory of his reign. The whole world was shaking in front of Yeshua. Son of the moon. He had a machlokes with the son of the moon. He said, "Son, stop." He said, "Who are you? Who is that? Why did you send me doing this task? And you going to tell me to stop?" He said, "Yeah. I'm going to tell you to stop. Don't stop. Turn off." You know why? Because I am Yeshua. I control the world, and you are only an Eved. Eved Bish. Stop. I say you stop, and you go, and I say you go. He says, "What do you mean? My going is Shira to Hashem?" He says, "You're Shira, I'll take it. I'll take it. No problem. Say Shira. You stop, and I'll say Shira." So the sun, stop. Sun, the moon, the water, fine. Because the highest quality, and the reason why the whole world was created, was for man. If the sun and a human being would have a boxing match, a human being wouldn't get up there. If the lowest, smallest, most teeniest level of Malach would have to come in contact with man, man would be both. It would be a boxing match, unless you didn't exactly what it would be. A Malach is much higher, much greater, much smarter, much stronger, much purer, but less important. Much less important. Much less important. To the point that he couldn't make a Brach HaShoah Sanyeh, because he recognizes that he's only an enemy. Malach is, Yaakov didn't want to send people to Esav, he sent Malach, and Rashi says, "Computer, call them over, my boys, Esav, go." Off they go. Right? Off they go. They're wrong. Who controls the world? We do. The only people that appear, the only ones that appear in the world, is the very front and there. Everybody else is wrong. They do what they're told. There's no decisions. But if you want to talk about who's holier, who's higher, that's on the surface level, on the obvious level, who has a bigger koya, who knows more Torah. At this point in time, who is in a closer contact to the Rabbanu Shalom? The smallest mouth is much, much higher than the greatest man. Yeshua coming into Israel, a mouth comes there, and Yeshua is on the ground. He's on the ground. The Malach comes in and goes over there. Shaka. Aduini. Greatest Sachno. Because there's a higher force. When comes time, you need the Malach, you need the Malach. That way. Who says, "I do"? Who are you? I'm man. You're only a Malach. But when it's a question of who's on the highest status at the moment, who of the greatest Chochmah, who's the greatest Chayach? The Rabbanim Shem wanted, and this is the same reason why man is the greatest thing, but that the lowest is the greatest. That the Tachlis Olam shouldn't come from the Olam Haruchim. Not from the Malachim, not from the Sofim, not from the Chayat Mekri. Tachlis Olam comes from Asgard. With our goof, I meet Sahar. There were two Malachim who once said, "What are these people? I'm excited about the people." I tell you, Sahar and the goof. So the Rishon shut them down. It's not. Took two Malachim, put them down. Caused them a zeal. Caused them to do a Malachim. Cool. If you took a Malach and replaced it in the form of what a Nishmas Yisrael is, it would have changed something. No Tachlis would come out of it. you have a malach in Shemayim, the tachlis attire of inclusion, the purity and the closeness to the body from that he's in. Yeah, it's not really up. It's closer now, at this point. But when Christ will also love me, we're in the inner circle. The more I'm going to ask about Paul Kell, what it means. There is a pillar. There is something that is one of the deepest points in the Gilui of Ritzoino, that the Dafka of the Rabbanu Shalom wants and sometimes finds, generally finds, the greatest tachlis and things that seemingly are lost. This is true even, for example, Golos or Bula. A person gave you a choice. What would you like, Golos or Bula? Whoever chooses Bula. Which will do better for us? Which is more important? Very possibly Golos. If we took them separately, then maybe we would have to choose Golos. Avada, there's no such discussion. Golos and Bula are part of one process. Next week we'll get the Shiva Gosha from Pesach and as an extension of Tzedek Shiva. But we want to hear it, Shiva Soni Kiri Tzoyman, that the Isha makes is a Hoydo'a, is a Birchas Hanenim, of appreciation of her special role of Shiva Soni Kiri Tzoyman. That she more basically represents this aspect of Nian, which comes from above. There's their heads and their stairs. Man's role is four and foremost in Tzad. A woman's role is four and foremost in what's called their heads. This world and the function of a woman in this world, in the raising of children and raising and taking care of the household and all that goes with that, she makes sure Sunny Kirit Sayyid. Where is the Shekhinah Shoyim? The Shekhinah Shoyim in the household. Who's the cares of bias? Who sets up that household? Who's the, if you would like, the Kohen Gadol that brings the Shekhinah to the household? It's the cares of bias. Why were we niggle for the time? Moshe Tzidkon was spirit as well. When you push Klai Yisrael against the crucial moment, the men bow down to the ego, Moshe Tzidkon was the man that niggle. Came to Meraglim, men crying, women asking for an extra chedah. And have found the erosion become a bit beneath that. But they want to realize. Yes. Who's better? No, no, look at the word. Shefani Tetzoinai. Who's more Ruchni? In the final end of it? Who's Klai Yisrael dependent on? We know the Gemara. The Gemara says that there was a Chosin of Chassidus that were married. And didn't have children. They decided that the Lashem Shemayim could get divorced, that each one would remarry and that maybe they were going to have children. He went and married a Kushas, a relative to him, and she married a Russian. Turned around 10 years later, he went into a Russian, and her husband went into the tzad. The Gemara gives it as a classical example. Although a man has a more direct and open control over the household, he's the boss. He's the final word. But who the meister gives the ruach and make the determination in the end of the quality of the household more? Quite possibly the woman. B'tnai, that's chokhmas notion, that's her base. Does it as a woman. She tries to be the boss, she'll destroy the household. She tries to direct the approach, she'll destroy her husband. But if she makes the derech of your assigning kiritzoya. She appreciates the quality that adara through the derech eretz, maybe the derech. Main derech eretz, main derech eretz is a double role. There's a role and a specific role for each one. The hour is late. I'm going to make the last point. We'll go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if a person is marv simik tzicha with an isha, goyim rola atzmoi uboitul mitzvei Torah, v'soifu yerish kehenim. The Varal makes the following points. Man is ruchni, is tzura, is Torah. Woman is geshem, is choymer. Brings the Gemara, man's chokhm is b'ter, a woman's chokhm is b'plach. Plach means reading. It's an example of expression of woman's chokhm. Yeah. Don't chas v'shol and make the mistake, v'ein tzeh p'chisus b'ish atz b'plach. After we finish making these statements, they say, don't chas. Think I said something negative about women? Chas v'shol. What's that anyway? Ain't the priestess be shat for clock? Nothing negative here. Rak, kidova zema shodom yoid metrigosal is nimshachacha isha bibisinko in a noitimilis yisavaka. He explains. We say that if man is marvelous from isha goes to Gehenna. If she's so terrible, why didn't she go to Gehenna? So she didn't go to Gehenna, she went to Gehenna. And a woman is oimid le Gehenna? He says, no, a woman could be more oimid to Gehenna than a man. She can get there in a willful reason. So, there are two different roles here. There are two different essences. The chidush of shosoni peretzoinai is that an isha could be in the oilam of derech eretz and the oilam of diaper pails, laundry, cooking, children, Yom Kippur, what does it do in Yom Kippur? They feed the kids, and they change the baby, and in between they try to chop rain. They make up about 10 minutes, and what's the husband? He's in shul. Right? Who had a big Yom Kippur? Whose tefillahs were more important? If he would go and do what she was doing, his Yom Kippur would be a disaster. But with her diapers and feeding the children, and 10 minutes she found somewhere that she straddled off of Shemoneh Esrei before the kid wakes up, she maybe was able to do at least equally, maybe even more than that. But that's because her koyach of Shemoneh Esrei is saying it. From the diaper pail, she can say Shemoneh Esrei and then go to the feeding the children, this and that, do her role, and have all of the royal power. A man. If he wants a Maharaj Ruchnius, he has to make sure he stays in his proper state. If he'll try to be a woman, if he goes out of his quality, if he tries to enter too much into her world, he wants to go, sorry for saying, let me have some of that too. Slightly there, you hit him. He'll destroy you. You're a Ruchnius. You're Torah. You're the Ish. That's the responsibility. You have to keep it that way. You want to try to turn it around and do it the woman form. For her, it's not there. For her, it's Torah. For you, it's Ra, it's Gan. Does that mean, therefore, that you have to keep them separate? B'shul zeh lo yibo hatana l'mayit avas ha'ish l'ish. We're not talking about that subject at all. The v'adi yesh l'ho v'ish teke gufoi u'mezeh enu medaber klal. That's not a subject of klal. We're talking about the relationship between them. Avada the old the sif of a teva shel yitzitash mishu, everything that goes into the proper building of a relationship between man and woman l'ho v'ish teke gufoi, that's mitzvah. That's not what the Mishnah is talking about. That's not called sifah. That's called basically the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, everything that is necessary in the household for the real building of the relationship. grooming, that's when you'll get scarred. We're not talking about chas v'shalom separating men and women. There should be a total shleimus of the two qualities being brought together to make a totality that either one cannot do on his own. But please, each one, the heart feels. If the brain, when taking a logical approach to a problem, start trying to feel his way around, he's going to make a lot of illogical errors. Take an accountant to try to feel whether he made where the figures add up or not. Feel them out. You have to cheshbon it exactly according to the rules of how you're supposed to make the cheshbon. The guy will tell him, well, I get the impression, I have a feeling that you're doing all right. Right? The boss will throw that guy out real quick. No impressions, and no, I get the feeling. Right? I'll call facts. That's the story. On the other hand, that's an accountant. The boss himself sometimes should make a feeling judgment on it. Maybe coldly, the way they taught you in school, this is not the way to do business, but I have a feeling that it's going to work. I have a feeling that it makes sense on paper, but it's not a good deal. Why? Because the business sense, sixth sense, the person who well into it, I don't know much about it, but I understand there's such a thing. And that many times after everything on paper, but was once recognized, witnessed two generations. One was a European needle, came to America, started with the push cart, built up a big business. Russia saw it, it's a classical story, that's what happened. And then the grandson, at that time, we just come out of business school, all the new theories and ideas, and told the old granddad that you all had, this happened in two things. So granddad said, okay, so we have this operation, and that's what happened. He said, 50-50, 50 is going to do my way, 50 is going to do your way. A year time, right, then we'll count it up. I was there when they made the treatment, put down paper, and the husband, exactly what he has, how he's going to do it, just make sure that, you know, things are good. And a few years later, when I got back, you know, I asked him what the results. Granddad came out way. Yeah, they're all going in the books. He says, that's your problem. That was a mistake. Don't work that way. Right? So what? How do I know? So there's a rule for both. Each thing has its rule. As long as each one is doing his each role, it's good. If they switch around, that's the problem. If the person who's supposed to give you an exact computer scientist is making up programs there, a little this, a little that. Instead of getting to the moon, you're going to Mars. The person is trying to produce music, want to do it on the computer, he did according to all the rules, but where's the shop? Did all the rules that makes beautiful music, but it sounds terrible. Where's the shop? It's got to be feeling that it's not working. Each thing has its value in its right place. When you take something that is of higher value, it has to remain in that particular form. There's no B'chol Nesai in money. Because it's not really Nesai in money. There is a certain aspect of advantage. But a brain is not 200 and a heart 100. They're totally different. With each one an individual and special role, and they're not interchangeable. And there's an individual and special role for each one. So if you want to tell me, do I have to appreciate the advantages of this particular one? Yes, that's actually a serious obligation. But therefore you think, well, if I can do more roles, certainly I can do the women's role. You wouldn't make it one day. How do we know? Well, what happened when the wife was out of commission? Okay. Not only didn't we do our own role anymore, but we didn't do her role either. He got through it somehow. Mothers are not like a sick. Okay. Not because of kids. Kids are married, but the husband. We can do it all this. Can't do one day, one night. Hope it's okay. It won't be so clean, won't be so loose. Don't worry, she'll come home, she'll clean it. She put the house back in the back. Meanwhile, if a man goes out of his role, if you can do it, I certainly can do it. I'm great, I'm wonderful. And he has to stay in his place. A woman with her diapers and with her recipes and her phone calls to find out when another couple of milk was, but she makes Shabbos. With all those recipes and all the she makes the world for Shabbos. Where did it come from? All these recipes and all this and water flying all over the place and from that came, when she does it. When he did it, no work Shabbos came out of his preparation. That was when he had to take over the whole world. He can't make a rule of the Shabbos out of the cake. Maybe he can make the cake. He can follow her instructions. Exactly. Right? But he won't make any rule of Shabbos out of it. He'll be finished with these whole things in the question in 6 years. He can't bring in any Shabbos out there. She can be involved in all of the really low aspects, seemingly low aspects of life, and she brings out all of the ruchnis from it. She brings the ruchnis in the home, she brings the chinuch for the children, and she brings the chinuch for the husband too. How? With this special koyach called Shasani Kirit Saina, something backwards, something that seems lower, and that's the top. The greatest quality in prayer is death. What a cry, so when it comes down to the bottom line, who saved us? It's going to come down to the final line. But how is that? True. And don't forget it. I say, show us on Egypt. But she said, she's going to be saying it very well. There is a very able balance between the appreciation of the advantage and the appreciation of the special quality of the disadvantage. And once a person recognizes that it's not a evident disadvantage, but it's a different form that has its requirements and its quality and its capability, then the disadvantage no longer is a negative. And then we can explain it per mole. Yes, you are disadvantaged. You are an oivoi. Just like a man compared to a malach was an oivoi. You know how oivoi the neshama says every day it has to be in a group? You think you wouldn't like it better to be with a malachim are? Stuck in this little 2x0 with his yetzahoras and his sleeping and his eating. The neshama over there. So he does me a favor, he davens a few minutes in prayer, so I mean, what is the shock? Suffers terribly. What do you want? But the Hashem also recognizes that his own tachlis, the reason it makes him so much greater than a malach, is that he can bring the whole tachlis oilam out of this group, and only through the good. He can't do any mitzvahs, only with the good. Until it's born, he can't do any mitzvahs, as soon as it dies, the group goes into the kever, and the Hashem is going to do it. The capability, all of the birth of Rusay, the Tachlis Olam is going to come dafka from that which not only seems but is in truth a disadvantage. It is true lower, more limited, on a lower spiritual level. Once you have the perspective,
then the negative aspect can be recognized and appreciated, especially by the ones of heaven. The woman says with the greatest simcha and appreciation that a man can never understand to the ultimate. Shasani Kirtzai. Because the true Jewish woman knows what this shir that we're explaining, she doesn't know what all the fancy understanding, she knows it. She understands Shasani Kirtzai means a source. Hagam, that is a discipline. It's a quality, it's a special role. And only she can do it, man would never do it. If he would do a Chas V'Shalom, if he comes too close in the wrong way, it's Gehenna for him. She has to watch out, Chas V'Shalom, not to take him down. If he would Chas V'Shalom try to go into his shoes, it'll be Gehenna. It's going to be Ra'aloi, he has to stay. But for her, she can make Shasani Kirtzai. It's a great simple appreciation. Equal and totally equal to the appreciation that the man has when he says Shalom. And the two can be said simultaneously in his heart. Because there's no steer. Other than the rational completely of the two aspects of the world. The quality of the man and the quality of the